Republicans officially nominated Donald Trump as their presidential candidate last night, and KUOW's David Hyde was on the convention floor when that happened. He joins us now from Cleveland. Hi, David.
Hi, Emily.
Most of Washington's delegates pledged to Ted Cruz during our caucus, and still to this point, they are split over their support of Donald Trump. How did things play out last night?
They pledged all 44 votes to Donald Trump wearing these neat green foam hats shaped like trees. At one point, there was even dancing, and this man was pretty excited about it.
We believe we can carry Washington State. We can make Washington red again for the first time since Ronald Reagan.
That's Washington State Senator Don Benton, who is also the Washington State campaign chair for Donald Trump.
Well, what about the anti-Trump delegates from our state?
They were not in a good mood. They were not dancing. And they told me that more than half of the state's delegation is still vehemently anti-Trump. And many of them, at least for now, say they will never vote for Trump.
And yet, you know, my joy and my hope comes from God. And my hope's not in a presidential candidate. And I have to get through my emotions on that and trust God that he's going to be able to work through whatever particular situation we face.
That's Philip Wilson, a delegate from Mason County.
Aside from the nomination vote, what were Washington's delegates up to yesterday at the convention?
A bunch of them went to the Rock and Roll Fame here in Cleveland. If you've never been, it's really great. It's a lot like the Experience Music Project, but the building itself has never been compared to a marshmallow fresh from the campfire.
Okay. With recent events around the country, people have been wondering about protests in Cleveland. Have you seen any?
There have been some, and for the most part, they've been peaceful. On Tuesday at Cleveland Public Square, which is near the convention center, there was a potpourri of protests. There were anti-racists with semi-automatic weapons. Here's Mika Naziri.
We're here to say that many of us are absolutely militantly serious about opposing some of the fascist policies Trump has talked about.
And Cleveland militiamen were also there sporting semi-automatic weapons. Seth Taylor was one.
Sporting my Second Amendment right.
And what do you believe?
Constitution.
And what does that mean to you?
Everything.
And when I was there, Emily, the revolutionary communists got into a shouting match with far-right groups. There were also hundreds of police officers.
Take one step back that way for us.
Go back, please.
Move one time.
Police were out in force on horses, motorcycles, bikes, which they were using to fence off the different protesters on different sides of the square. But most of the time, the media seemed to outnumber the demonstrators, and many people told me that they were not there to protest themselves. They were just there to take it all in. Emily, we're actually staying in a dorm at Case Western Reserve University, which is where I am right now, and there are nearly 2,000 officers here from all over the country.
What are you expecting later today?
There are some high-profile speeches in tonight's program. Indiana Governor Mike Pence is going to accept the vice presidential nomination, and Texas Senator Ted Cruz will also speak. He's the candidate, of course, that most of Washington's delegates supported in the caucuses.
All right. Thanks, David.
All right. Talk to you soon, Emily.